Good morning, and I welcome everybody here this morning. The lesson name of the adult lesson this morning is to love the Word of God and to do what it teaches us. Some questions that I had, a little different than what was scrolling through the overhead there before we started on the PowerPoint. But a question would be, what part of the lesson stood out to you as you were studying? How similar is the setting of the lesson today with the United States today? And have you ever paid too much for something that was not what you thought it was? I'll come back to those questions and I'll give you some of my thoughts on that. But for a devotional here, I was going to read from Leviticus 19:30-37. "Ye shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head, and honor the face of the old man, and fear thy God. I am the Lord. And if a stranger sojourns with thee in your land, ye shall not vex him. But the stranger who dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself, for ye were sojourners in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in the measure of length, in the measure of weight, or in quantity. Just balance is just weights, just ephah and just hin shall ye have." Excuse me. "I am the Lord your God, who have brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe all my statutes and all my ordinances and do them. I am the Lord." Today's lesson is the third lesson from the book of Amos. 2 weeks ago, the lesson was from Amos 3. In that lesson, Amos talked about the punishment. Israel had broken the covenant agreement with God and must suffer punishment. It is simple, cause and effect. God has spoken, he will act. Last week in Amos 7, Amos talked about the plumb line. Twice Amos prevails on God to stay his hand. Judgment cannot be delayed forever. Israel does not begin to measure up against the straight line of God's standards. Then when God's man and the official religion meet head on in the confrontation between Amos and Amaziah, the prophet had God's authority for his message and will not be silenced. Today's lesson talks about why the people were not hearing Amos and the word. The condition of the people was such that our lesson talks about their greed, their sharp practice, weights, and substandards. The part of the lesson that stood out to me was verse 5, where it was describing how things were in the time of Amos. I would say that it's similar today. In doing some research, I came across this article. It's a business article, so I won't read it all. Title of the article, "A Breakaway Opportunity for Inferior Products." Now, if you don't know verse 5, and we'll get more into it in the lesson, but it's talking about the balances where you can make the weight a little less of the product and the cost a little more. And there's an article here. So bringing it into today, some of the things that stood out to me, and I'll just try to leave the brands that they mention anonymous. But here's four things that they talk about. Gas. We all buy gas. Gas went from $2 and what to 4 something. It's back a little bit. But it's also 85% now. I think since April 1, they are adding like 10 to 15% ethanol if you look at the pump. So you're paying more and getting less. coffee, and the brand that they reference will be unnamed, but I tend to agree with it. Some of the brands of coffee are incredibly expensive, and a flavor to me on this particular brand, I don't care for. Some people must. It talks about restaurants. It also talks about cars. This one car, people tend to buy it because they think they're doing the right thing for the environment, and yet the cost is so much more than what a regular normal car that burns 85% gas would be. So I just throw that out and stir your thinking here a little bit this morning. I don't want to take away from the teachers, as I know they've prepared, but that's the part of the lesson that caught my attention. There's a whole lot more from it, so learn from it, participate in it. I know the teachers would appreciate the discussion. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we can meet here this morning like this and discuss this lesson out of Amos. Pray that we can learn from it what it is that you would have us learn, and that we would be able to hear the thoughts that the teachers have prepared to discuss with us on it. Ask all this in your name. Amen.